Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. Well, I have been directed by the Lord to the book of Psalms, and we're going to look at some beautiful passages of Scripture, which I believe at this time is going to be helpful for many of you who are going through a trial and a battle. It seems the spiritual warfare has so increased lately, but the greater the warfare, the greater the victory. God never leaves us alone. He never abandoned us. Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He'd be with us to the very end of the age. So we know, regardless of what it looks like, what it sounds like, what you're experiencing at this moment, and it can be some very difficult times, God will ultimately, in His time, make a way, and He will give you victory. And so what I'd like to share, I've entitled this message, Experiencing God's Deliverance. That's something God wants us to know as is a promise of the Lord. We are assured of it. And to do that, we're going to look at a beautiful passage of Scripture found in the book of Psalms. It was written by David, and I'm going to read the first five verses of Psalm 40, verses 1 through 5. David says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it, and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. Beloved, that's you and me. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Praise God. Lord, we thank you for your word. And Father, we ask right now that you will inspire hope and faith in the hearts of those who are going through some difficult times right now. Lord, we want to praise you. We come to you with expectation, and we know that you hear our cry. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. His ears are open to his cry. Praise God. So in just those five verses, we see four things that God does for us. We're talking about His wonderful works, things that only He can do. There are some things that God expects us to do, but we all come to a place at times in our life that we cannot deliver ourselves. God Himself must intervene with His power, with His strength, with His anointing, with His wisdom, and He will make a way which to our hearts and minds, there seems to be no way. All right, let's start at the very beginning. David said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. That indicates that we may not get an answer the moment we cry. David said he waited patiently. He knew that God had heard him. When you pray, you can be assured the Lord is hearing you. And so like David, we have to wait patiently for His answer. It said he did. He's making a positive remark. God inclined unto him, and he heard his cry. And then he starts to move. He brought us up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, set my feet upon a rock and establish my goings. That Hebrew word brought refers to a coming up, ascending, to be exalted or lifted up, to bring up. And it describes the power of our Savior when we're absolutely helpless in ourselves. Have you ever been in a horrible pit? It could be something of physical distress, emotional turmoil, problems with family, with loved ones, with your circumstances, with your finances. It seems there's no way out. I can tell you, beloved, I have been acquainted at times in my life with a horrible pit. And that's a very strong word. I think we can all relate to that. Times where it seems everything is so bleak. It seems there's nothing but darkness around you. You're crying out to God, God, where are you? I need your help. And that may be your case right now, but God is hearing you. He's going to give you the deliverance you desire, just as David did. God's no respecter of persons. If he did it for David, he was a man after God's own heart, but he does it for every child of God who love him and who seek to serve him. There's times we need the deliverance of the Lord. We cannot do it ourselves. We can cry unto God. And David said, he did bring me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. That word pit comes from the root word B-U-W-R. It means to bore, B-O-R-E, in the sense of to examine. The actual Hebrew word used is, that was the root word, is B-O-W-R. I'm not sure how to pronounce it, which means a hole, a well, a cistern, a dungeon or grave. What is a cistern? Well, it's an artificial reservoir, which is man-made, and it's used for storing liquid, especially water. It's an underground tank, if you will, for storing rainwater. And empty cisterns were used for prisoners. Let me just share an example of that. In Jeremiah 38 and 6, poor Jeremiah, it says, then they took Jeremiah. They didn't like what he was saying. They didn't like the word of the Lord he was delivering, and cast him into the dungeon of Malchiah, the son of Hamelech, that was in the court of the prison. And they let down Jeremiah with cords. And in the dungeon, which is actually a cistern, there was no water, but mire. So Jeremiah sank in the mire. How would you like to be, just brought into a place of, that was a horrible pit for Jeremiah. There was absolutely no question of that. And that horrible, it means a yawning chasm, a pit of desolation, destruction, or despair. And some lexical aids to the Old Testament talk about that is, it usually depicts the crashing din of a huge crowd of people. And this verse is problematic in interpretation. That description certainly is, but as you read Jeremiah's state, as you hear about David, I think we don't need an interpretation. We can understand what that horrible pit is like. The miry clay where you could get bogged down, you can't move, you're struggling to make the slightest effort. And to be honest with those that the Lord, he has taken some of his people to hell so that he could come back and relate that it is a real place, or those who have had near-death experiences. It does correlate with those who have experienced and had that kind of visitation. Jesus said, to enter ye in at the straight or the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, Matthew 7:13. And in the picture of Sheol, in ancient times, there was a place for the righteous and a place for the unredeemed, those who were wicked and evil. And it's pronounced Shaun, and it's denoting an uproar, a noise, a tumult, a rumbling or rushing waters, a great crowd of people. And this is the condition of a sinner or a believer who slides down into a horrible pit, down a slippery slope, if you will. Remember Jeremiah? Now, it doesn't mean that you're a sinner or you aren't walking with God. Look at Jeremiah. All he did was proclaim the word of the Lord. He was righteous before God. He was obeying God. He got cast into that miry clay, into that cistern, because he was obeying God. He was being obedient. But beloved, that's a sample of the tribulation. Jesus said, in the world, you're going to have tribulation. We will have persecution. Many of our dear brothers and sisters, even as I'm speaking to you, in various places of the world are being tortured and suffering great persecution because of their confession of the Lord Jesus Christ. So remember, just because you're in a horrible pit, it doesn't mean that you somehow greatly offended God and you're there because he's angry at you. That term, miry clay, it's like a muddy swamp, a miry bog, a mire. And of course, our origin, we were made out of the dust of the earth. That's what Genesis says. And that refers to our flesh nature. That's another interpretation of this. In a horrible pit, the miry clay, the carnal man. Doesn't that bog us down? That's why we are to walk in the Spirit, because if we observe the things of the natural man, the carnal man, we will not be victorious. But Jesus promises us, as we confess Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Praise God. Well, my time is coming to a close, and we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you for joining me. I thank you for your prayers, your support in the Spirit, and I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. If God's moving on you, he has a reason for you obeying him. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you, my partners, and my radio family. I pray for you every day, and I just ask for your prayer support for me as we continue on together in the work of the Lord. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.